questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, I have a very special guest speaker, Brother Suhail. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I would like to thank all the listeners to be part of this session, inshallah.
Inshallah, and we'll have inshallah a fruitful discussion regarding one important aspect of the Islamic beliefs, and that is the knowing of the time of the seen of the people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, Allah is omnipotent, we can say omnipotent, He is all powerful, He is all knowledgeable for sure, He knows everything. But if Allah knows exactly the time of the sinning of the people, so what is the fault of the people? And if Allah does not know, so can we say that Allah is incomplete? What's your answer to that?
Okay, so the question has three sects to it. One is regarding the knowledge of Allah, whether it is full, He knows our sins or no.
Yes.
And the other one is the determination of our destination. So like we are predestined to do what we want or no. So regarding the knowledge of Allah, as we know, if we say that Allah doesn't have knowledge of everything that is happening in the world, then it means that there is some kind of lack in that knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is not the case. Because if we have a lack in knowledge, then we have a lack in creation and lack in creator. So in that basis, we don't have any kind of issues. We know that Allah's knowledge is complete and supreme. And He is going to have knowledge of our sins, our everything that we have.
Okay.
Yeah. The second thing is about our determination of actions. So here we come to, once we see this question properly, we accumulate to see that another question arises, that how does knowledge of something portray to an action of someone?
That's right.
Yeah. Is knowledge of someone and action of someone else correlated or no?
Okay.
So I would like to move forward, slowly explaining what goes on to understand the question itself and answer.
So you mean a person who has self-knowledge about a fault or an action, does it necessarily get into the practice of an action or not? Is it the question?
No, so here, because we are talking about Allah's knowledge, so we are trying to find, for example, now Allah has a knowledge of me going to do something, and I do that.
Yes.
Is that doing of that something related to Allah's knowledge?
Allah's knowledge or
is there kind of force?
Okay,
or no, it's myself.
Yes.
So there are some points that I would like to mention understand better this point. So the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete and absolute, for He is the creator and the knower of knowledge. The Almighty's knowledge of our sin, does it accumulate to our actions and how it's determined to do so? And when we are forced to do something, is it logical or not? It is logical not to have the capacity to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the best example to it would be if we place ourselves as creations, not in comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in comparison to what limited we have been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
As creations, I can give examples like manufacturers, engineers.
Yes.
They are creators. They do creations.
Yes.
And of these examples, we see that we have created robots and electronics to do what we want. We give the codes and numbers and everything, and they perceive and do what is given to them as orders.
Okay.
They don't have the capacity of understanding and questioning that order, you see. Then afterwards, maybe you can come and say that they all work due to code given. They have no capacity to do. Some will say that from... some will say that they get hacked and act against what they
were. Their own creator.
Their own creator.
Very much the same as what we see in the movies nowadays.
Yeah.
That they create the robots and the machines have a revolt against their own creators. That's right.
Perfectly. Okay. This is the best example that comes in mind in relation to Allah's knowledge and stuff. And here we see that when the robot was created, he was created with specific laws.
Yes.
You see? But his laws was not limited to this. His laws was limited for maybe doing good, for example, helping out service and everything. But then for future purposes, he was left alone. Like there is a kind of free slot over there.
Yes, yes.
Someone comes, hacks it. As we know, like how hacks and securities work.
Okay.
Someone come, hacks it, and we make the security better so that we fulfill this.
So unlike the robots and the machines, the human beings have the power of free will, isn't
it?
Yes. So they cannot say that every sin, every fault that I do, or I am trapped, for example, by satanic desires, is coming from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because both the power of goodness, I mean the power of good divinity, and then evil is just, we can say, close to you. So you can use both of them, both ways. But this is you, that upon your own free will, you go on, for example, find the satanic way and not the divine way, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So this is what I wanted to say. By bringing the robot, the engineers and the creators, I wanted to say that they do hack and security for reaching perfection.
Yes.
Now take this knowledge that we have right now and bring it towards Allah. The difference being that the same way goes for Allah, but in its excellence.
Yes.
Allah doesn't have the issues of hack and security in what he has given us. And that is what we call, we are created with free will.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
This free will cause of reaching will be the cause of reaching our potential by identifying the hacks and securities.
Mm-hmm.
So these hacks and securities does not come from outside. It comes from our choices that we make, from the free will that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Inshallah, 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 you'll find your way.
The power of thinking whenever we come to a problem, either, for example, like now I have poverty and do I need to steal to do that, or do I need to work hard for it?
Okay.
So it is within me. The hack is stealing and the security is working hard for it.
Yes.
But because now I'm thinking of what to do, that thinking of two options shows that I have free will, or else I wouldn't have free will. I would just go for one thing because I don't have the limitation of thinking about doing good or something.
And we know that the free will, you know, in the, how can I say, in the secular meaning is very much different from the religious one. Because in the religious one, beside brain and the mind, then comes the matter of the spirit and the soul, which is very important in Islamic teachings, okay? So that the actions that you are doing is very much rooted in your soul and your spirit. It has its own effects. Dark and light spots, we can say, will remain on your soul and spirit after you do the action. So it is very much different from what we say as the brain system, or we can say the intellectual system, that is very much limited, again, to the brain system of the mind, isn't it?
Yeah, so actually whatever we do, all our actions have a side effect in our souls as well.
Mm-hmm.
We do something bad, we feel doing that bad keeps repeating till it gets worse.
Okay.
When we do something good, that progresses to our benefit. For instance, when you create something you want, you try to create it in best of forms and put all the codes. For example, we are going back to the robotics and stuff.
Yes.
And determine to your laws and nothing against it, right? If Allah willed to create us without free will, few things would take place.
Mm-hmm.
One, you won't be able to question your laws. Anything that comes into mind, you won't have the capacity of questioning it because you are created against free will. You won't know what is good, what is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because God has created you without free will. So whatever you do is just doing it for the sake of
without having a distinguishing power.
Yeah, you don't have the distinguishing power.
Yes.
Three, all your actions will be good in general because
you
don't have the power of thinking.
Yes.
There would be no question of hell.
Yes.
Because we are talking about God, so the concept of heaven and hell is there. There will only be heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Because God created us with free will. Without free will, there will only be heaven. There is no hell.
Okay.
If this takes place, logically, if you think about this, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
For if God is going to take us to heaven at the end, every one of us,
yes,
without accountability and anything else, then there is no point of struggling like he should bring us to this world, mm-hmm, and we live according to complete his will without having a free will,
okay,
then there is no sense, you see. Even if you see the question that,
yes,
we ask right,
yes,
now,
yes,
the reason a question arises that Allah's knowledge is cause of our action,
mm-hmm,
this question itself,
yes, yes,
is the power of free will and decisiveness.
Yes.
It's because we are able to capacitate that Allah's knowledge, our actions, and we try to combine them.
So of course, according to so many ahadith and Islamic teachings and the verses of the Holy Quran, even sometimes we are not allowed to pose such a question, okay? That Allah's knowledge is incomplete. This must be a kind of minor sin of the tongue that you say, Na'uzu billah, Allah is incomplete. But according to, you know, even nowadays when you look at the scientific circles, especially on humanities all across the world, they are posing, especially the atheists, you know, are posing such questions that there is no God or God has created the world without taking care of it, and now everything is on your shoulder and this and that, okay? But as you said, that's right. Allah is has the most complete knowledge. And sometimes we people are looking for excuses, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not doing the fault. This is someone else doing it.
Yeah, that's true. We try to blame it on something, and that was one of the points that was here, is that why did this question arise?
Uh-huh.
You see,
yes,
there are some sects in Islam and, yes, other religions which believe that Allah decides for us, and none mm-hmm of us is free to do so what he wants. And this belief is mainly due to lack of knowledge.
Yes.
You see, for instance, they say whether a person prays or not,
mm-hmm,
or whether he's truthful or not, or,
yes,
whether he's an oppressor or not, it's all because of Allah's will, and human beings have no say or fault in this matter. This belief was developed by theists, believers, not,
yes,
atheists. This to preserve monotheism.
Uh-huh.
Because at that time, they did not have what progress of knowledge we have right now.
Yes.
But at that time, there was no kind of progress as,
yes,
such.
Yes.
So they saw that if we say that everything we do, then it's like removing Allah to the,
okay,
side, and become like we do everything on our own. Allah doesn't have a say in our things.
That's
so
right.
To put Allah in a stance that he does, he is in our affairs, they couldn't say any other way but by involving it as being part of what we do. So everything,
right,
we do is because of him.
Okay.
They thought that if we say that people are free in their life, it means Allah has nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they also misunderstood some verses of the glorious Quran.
Yes.
This view is completely against divine justice, because,
yes,
if God is going to be in every actions of ours,
yes,
then why is there heaven and hell? Why, mm-hmm, is there accountability,
yes,
if what we are doing?
Why is there given a kind of power to you as a human being,
yeah,
to distinguish between good and bad? And the power to distinguish itself is a nice creation, okay? How is,
yeah,
it? How does this sense comes into your soul and brain to distinguish between what is good and what is bad, which is general? Regardless,
yeah,
of the religion, race, language, okay? All across the world, you know, it is clear, okay?
Yeah.
That's good.
So
we got about 1 minute to the end of this program, if you got anything.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So I would like to just go forward and give some examples of how a knowledge of one being cannot be the reason of actions of the other. For example, in one classroom, a person is giving advice to some students.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes one person understands everything, sometimes the other next to him does not. What is the reason? The external things are the same, teacher, blackboard, class. The reason is that the first student gives his full attention to the teacher,
yes,
and takes the matter seriously, while the second one is the opposite. This point is very important. The same goes, for example, I'm in a car with a driver,
yes,
and I see the driver is driving very roughly. I know if he continues driving this matter in this way, there is going to be an accident. After some time, that car rolls over,
yes,
and falls. It,
okay,
falls into an accident. Is that accident caused because of what I know?
Yes.
You see, the,
mm-hmm,
power of my knowledge does not involve getting him caused into accident.
Yes.
You see, there. Maybe I could mention some few verses to complete this question. And the verses are like this. And Noah called out to his son, and he was aloof. O my son, embark with us, and be not with the unbelievers. And you see here that there was a choice that Prophet Noah's son could make, and he did not.
Yes.
Surely we have shown him the way. He may be thankful or unthankful.
Mm-hmm.
We have given them, this is just similar, some interpretation. We have given them intellect.
Yes.
We have given them free will.
Yes.
It is up to them to be thankful or not. And the last one, it is not but a reminder for the nations, for him among you who pleases to go straight.
Yes.
So it is, everything depends on your own actions and your own capacity of thinking. You work hard and you will see that Allah's knowledge does not anyway accumulate for us doing what we do.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Brother Sohail, for a nice explanation regarding the knowledge of Allah and the faults that the people make. Thank you much, Brother Sohail.
No problem.
It was very kind of you. I really enjoyed talking to you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعليٍ وحسينٍ وحسن إن في الجنة نهراً من لبن إن في الجنة نهراً من لبن لعليٍ وحسينٍ وحسن لعليٍ وحسينٍ وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن